Time now for radio theater, and we have in the studio with us Bill Payne, the School of Fine Arts Dean, and also wearing his director hat this week for a production of Marvin's Room that started two weekends ago, and the students had their spring break. So unlike a lot of shows that are two consecutive weekends, Marvin's Room is now coming back for this week for six performances from Tuesday through Sunday. It's a play written by Scott McPherson, and Bill is with us in the studio this morning. Good morning to you.
Morning, Chris. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Now, this production, you've had a break, but you're coming back now for quite a string of performances. There were only three the first weekend, and now you're in for a long week of shows again.
That's right. We definitely do theater with the hope that our students will come. And so we take spring break off, give everyone in our cast a break, and the crew, and then I hope that we'll get attendance next week from students and from the community. And so it opens back up on Tuesday the 14th and runs through Sunday the 19th.
The repertoire of the UMD Theater Department is broad and diverse. It covers many different periods, and of course that's for not only an entertaining purpose to spread it around, but also for the educational purpose of the students. And Shakespeare having just been done recently, but Marvin's Room at this point is almost a classic in its own right. It's been around for a couple of decades.
It was originally published in the early 90s, and so it's strange to live long enough to see plays that you knew when they were new become period pieces.
Yes. Uh-huh.
But the play is set in 1985, and so we had to look at that period and see what the 80s looked like and sounded like and felt like.
Now, is that because the context of the play really does establish itself in that period? I mean, sometimes people will reinvent an older piece for the modern age.
There are enough references to the state of healthcare in the play that you're, with all the technological advances, you are in the 1980s in terms of what medicine can do for people who are ill.
Would I describe it as a family comedy or a family drama?
I'd say it's a comedy. It's a beautiful piece that, of course, deals with heavy subjects like aging, end of life, disease, troubled teens. But it's done in such a way that you laugh through most of the piece. And in the end, it's hopeful and inspirational.
You have a lot of materials in the lobby about the AIDS epidemic over the last several decades, but the play itself isn't actually about AIDS, but is it because of the playwright and his partner that were AIDS victims?
I happened to be a contemporary of Scott in Chicago during the time that he was writing this play, and witnessed what happened in the community with the onset of AIDS. Scott and his partner Daniel Sotomayor both died of AIDS. Scott, shortly after this play, really hit it big and then became a movie. I think what's beautiful about it is that he wrote a play that reflected the impact of this epidemic in terms of what it does to people who have to go through the loss of someone they love.
Mm-hmm.
What he did was put it in a context that I think more people could relate to. Because loss is loss.
Yes.
Whether it's from the disease of AIDS that was at the time impacting a particular community the most. But if you lose someone to cancer or to some other kind of disease, the loss is similar. It's someone you love, and when you see them taken before their time for whatever reason, that's devastating.
If with the taboos and fear and unknowns about AIDS, even as late as the early 90s, back then being such a palpable fear for people, hypothetically, if it were written today, do you think he might have actually written this play about AIDS today rather than about transferring it to some other kind of illness to make it more palatable for the audience?
I would hope not. And because I'm a big fan of this play, because I believe that it strikes at people of all generations,
mm-hmm.
and people of all backgrounds. And in that sense, trying to find the most universal way to talk about the power of loving another person,
mm-hmm.
is to me something that I'm grateful to Scott for doing.
Now, they made this into a movie, I think, Diane Keaton and
Meryl Streep, De Niro, Leo DiCaprio.
Okay, so
big name stars.
People I've heard of, I think, yeah. Now, make it into a movie versus having it be a stage play, which it is mostly. This movie came along. Did it change the play for people when they went to see it on stage?
You know, I couldn't say. I have yet to see the movie, because when I find a play like this that I absolutely love because of what it does on stage, I tend not to want to see the movie until after I've done a definitive production of the play. Mm-hmm. Film and television are a visual art form, and so they tend to use fewer words. And in the theater, the poetic power of language is really primary. And so this is a play done in the style of magic realism. And in that sense, theatrical magic, to me, is unique compared to film magic.
Mm-hmm.
And the play on its own right is a beautiful work of art. Whatever the movie did with it, however the screenplay happened, that's a different piece of art. And so I hope it raised awareness of what a beautiful play this is, and that people will see it out of curiosity, but realize that it's a unique theatrical experience.
Ooh. You've got performances coming up this week. Now they start actually on Tuesday, the 14th, and run all through Saturday. Those 5 days at 7:30, and then a matinee on Sunday. The students will be back, hopefully bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and ready to jump back in.
Yeah, they'll do a pickup rehearsal Monday so they can get their sea legs back and then get back on the boards Tuesday. There's Thursday night, I should mention, after the show, there's a talk back led by Mitzi Doan about end-of-life issues, which I think could be a very interesting discussion after witnessing the play. It's always a difficult and challenging time when you see the end coming for someone you love.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people who can help and ways that you can do it, we can do it better. And I think that's key. This is a natural part of living.
Mm-hmm.
We all face it at some point. But how we do it as a family, how we do it as a community is pretty important.
Well, thanks so much. We appreciate it and look forward to seeing you this week.
I'll see you there.
Very good.
Thanks.
Bill Payne, a director and, of course, the dean of the School of Fine Arts here at UMD. He's the director of Marvin's Room, played by Scott McPherson, performed at the Marshall Performing Arts Center. Performance is starting this next week on the 14th, going through the 19th. This is Radio Theater on 103.3 KUMD. Radio Theater is produced at KMD with support provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.